奉主耶稣圣名，我们一起来学习。
So again, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, let us study together.
因为在座的都是教会的负责人。
Because you're all elders, ministers, deacons, and council members.
也是带领的人。
You are the leaders of the church.
所以你们应该能够分辨好坏。
So certainly you're able to discern what is good, what is bad.
一般我讲到不会介绍什么书的。
Usually when I give a sermon or something, I would not introduce a whole bunch of books.
也不会讲什么方法的。
And would not talk about methodology.
也不会讲什么什么什么学，不会。
Or any kind of ologies.
应该是把纯正的道理给信徒听。
Normally, I would just share the truth, nothing but the truth, with the congregation.
但是一般对神学生或是像你们哈，负责人，你们应该有分辨能力啊。
But when I talk to theological student and people like you, you have the ability to discern.
羊吃了毒草死了，牧人要负责。
The shepherd must be held responsible if the sheep somehow got in touch with some poisonous grass.
真的是要悔改的，我常常悔改。如果信徒不好的，说实在的，真的有时候大哭啊。
And the shepherd really has to really repent, just the same, you know, as a preacher. If someone in my flock fails, I have to really repent. Sometimes in bitter tears.
那如果负责人教会的带领人死了，吃毒草死了，我常常想死活该。
But since you are the leaders of the church, if you somehow got in touch with a poisonous food and died, well, you asked for it.
因为你本来是要带人的。
Because you are supposed to be the leader, the shepherd.
那你不带好。
And if you fail to do that,
所以你们的责任很重。
So what I'm saying is that you have rather heavy responsibilities on your shoulders.
一般如果什么开灵修会啊什么，绝对不会给信徒看什么书的。
So usually during the spiritual cultivation sessions, I would not share books with congregation.
当然是我先看完之后，只是跟他们讲结果就是了。
Usually I would read the book first and share with them what I learned from the books.
这是传统的方法嘛。
But this is a traditional approach.
我妈妈小时候。他我吃不太好嘛，他就是很小一岁的时候，他就摇摇啊，就给我吃。
When I was very little, at age of one, I didn't eat well, so my mother would usually chew the food in her own mouth and then feed me after that from her mouth.
孩子的时候也是一样啊。
And same thing when I had the first child.
我摇摇。就给我儿子吃啊。
So I would chew in my mouth first and then take it out and feed my child.
刚开始我太太不讲话，后来我太太说，是哪一国的喂孩子的方法不卫生啊。
At first my wife tolerated and she finally raised objections, said this is not very sanitary.
我说我是这样长大的啊，你看。
I told her, look at me, I'm okay, I grew up like that.
这是传统法。
So this is a traditional way of raising a child.
那在道理也一样。
Same thing when we talk about the truth.
我们传统就是，长子们先看一些书，摇一摇，然后，信徒就吃了。
So our older generation leaders, ministers, same thing. They chew on something and then they would perhaps take it out from their mouths and give it to us.
你看那个黄长老，黄以上长老。
If you remember Elder Huang.Elisha Huang. And he published a book on the study of Revelations, and he really worked hard on that.
只是那个印版啊，排版啊，那个没有弄好。你如果把它弄好的话，可以在中文世界或是西洋世界，那本书摆去那个，我们不要说美国，摆去德国海德堡。也是可以上得架的。
Yeah, just the page layout, the printing, the binding probably not so outstanding. But if they were packaged differently, could have been placed on shelf in Germany, in Heidelberg, those theological schools.
不，以属灵来讲是很有水准，以学术来讲也是很有水准的。
So both spiritually speaking and academically speaking, that is a very solid book. In his preface, said that he had read 60 some different kind of sources, some books. And it's not an easy task. You know, he actually read all those very carefully.
你们可能不一样，我如果写论文的话，后面那个书目差不多一两百本，对不是？那个大的那个。So if you have seen those theses, and
dissertations, you have a long bibliography containing more than 100 items, and who would ever actually read from cover to cover all those hundreds of books?
但是他是下下过功夫的。But
Elder Huang, he actually read all the books very carefully.
他也是这样给我们看嘛，对不对？然后咬我们就不错。So
what he did was to chew on this food and then would feed us with what he had already chewed.
那我这里都是英文的哈。So
I have a pile of books here. They're all in English.
我讲这些就是这本书哈，就。
And this is God of the Possible. This is the title of this book, God of the Possible. And this book introduces this analogy of faith. He uses inductive method. So he found a lot of things in the Bible. And he said God actually regretted.
Or repented.
Or repented.
Repent.
And this is rather serious, isn't it?
圣经说神后悔了,
and the Bible repented. Said God repented. This is rather serious matter.
那个梁弟兄你这是给你的功课哈。你现在就是你用这个方法用归纳方法你 第一个，我不接下来不用再讲了哈，怎么做你知道了哈。So
John, you're going to receive the first piece of homework. Use the method of induction.
你用你的理智。
Use your own, exercise your own reason.
你在大学里面所好像在写一个 thesis， 用那个方法就可以了。And
you can use the same method that you are writing a thesis or paper in college.
用你的头脑哈。
Use your mind.
其实这个用这个方法，你给谁做都一样。他无论他信耶稣不信耶稣，做出来的结果要一样。
It doesn't matter if you are a believer of Christ or not. If you use exercise your reason, use induction, the conclusion would be the same.
因为这是科学啊。
Because this is science.
这是用你的理智来做的。
This is a scientific approach, exercising your reason.
那材料在这里啊。
And the material is right here in the Bible.
所以得到的结果要一样。
So, it, because it's a scientific approach, the conclusion should be the same.
如果我讲错那个长老，你要跟着一下。如果我讲错了这一堂错，那我讲的，因为长老在。如果我要讲错了，长老负责。
I would like to ask our elder who's sitting in the back to be responsible to correct me if I'm wrong, because the responsibility is on him.
我生来就没胆，都不晓得怎么样。如果错了，长老负责啊。
So just in case I'm wrong, make sure you take up the responsibility, Elder. So what I'm saying is that if you hear something which is erroneous, be sure to raise hand and bring to my attention. So I would like to invite all of you to do the same, please. So this is from bottom up induction.
如果你们当然他做了哈，那50岁以下的人做。
And of course, John will be taking up the role, but those who are under the age of 50.
以上的，如果你要做，没有关系的。
And those who are above 50, if you want, you can also do it. But if you are below 50, be sure you do it.
好，你第一步就是归纳。
So use the method of induction.
当然，你第一个你要找那个进会篇嘛哈。
Of course, you will do the you will use the concordance.
然后他已经老早给你弄好了。
Or interlinear studies of the Bible, so you will have everything already collated together for you.
那你就找 repent
这个字。And just look for the word repent.
或是 repented.
Or repented.
是 repented 这就是跟 repent 有关系的。
Just look for that word repent or repented, repentance.
好，那你开始找。
And then you can start searching for the related items. So try to identify those verses where it talks about the repentance of God. Our early generation elders, ministers, they use the same method. So this is the step one. So after you have done that, so God repented. So as man, we repent, and according to the Bible, God also repented. Same word. So don't use analogy of faith yet. Let's just use the method from the bottom up, induction. So let's dwell upon this level first. God repented. Yeah, see if you can find that verse or the verses. So now you can start your process of induction. So that's number one. Let's do that first. This word repent actually applies only to humans. So let me continue this discussion on an analogy of faith. So if you look at English, it's repent, actually. Yeah, the English word is repent or repented. 我在找, yeah, 我在找.
你看那个创世纪六章六节。
这里有repented很多章很多节了。 let me just, 创世纪六章六节没有错。 Yeah, and it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. So first of all, you find the actual record or the fact that God repented. Of course, the conclusion, the result is erroneous. But at least, you know, I'm talking about methodology. This is the method they use, even though the conclusion may be erroneous, but we are following the same methodology. So we are trying to tread the same road that they traveled upon. And so we can only do better if we follow their road first. So then you can talk to other people about different methods. So you have to experience yourself first before you can actually improve upon it. But in the King James Version, it's the first word is repented, and the second sentence is, it grieved him at his heart. Yeah, both words are used. Yeah. So he first repented. So in a different version,
sorry,
use the word sorry. So even the word sorry is kind of unusual. Why did God have to feel sorry? So let's just say sorry. God felt sorry about it. If you did something right, you would not say sorry. Only when you did something wrong, you would. Because you think God must be perfect, so he cannot ever feel bad about something he did. So you try to perhaps reduce the severity of this word from repentance to feeling sorry. Okay, let's just accept, you know, God felt sorry.
Sorry.
So if you offended someone, you would say sorry or did something bad. If you are helping an elderly moving, you know, trying to load his luggage onto the car, you would not say sorry, I don't think. Would you say sorry to that elderly gentleman? You help him? But only when you, you know, somehow accidentally step on his foot, you will say sorry.
So, this person, he said, 风国咬死人,
if you have a dog with rabbi with you know, a mad dog, you let him go, unleash it, and then this dog bites someone, and you have to feel it's your responsibility. So you have to feel sorry because you committed that act. So I hope this is satisfactory. So let me continue with my discussion on the analogy of faith. This is what God has given us. Does the Bible tell us? Yes? No? Stephen. Stephen nodded his head and said yes. Anyone object? So this passed because no objection. So if this is wrong, then Stephen will be responding. Actually, in the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 3, does give us that. And it says, through the grace given unto me, every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. So the measure of faith is recorded in the Bible from God. So when we talk about the study of the Bible, if you follow this method, and if you want to receive that, first of all, you have to be sinless. As a living man. But this is from God, because God has forgiven our iniquities. Because we tend to exercise our reason, so you have somehow separated yourself from God. And this is the reason with which our earliest ancestors were cast out of the Garden of Eden. But analogy of faith, measure of faith, so as I said earlier, God, who is infinite, enter into the realm of space and time, therefore created this measure of faith. Condescendence. Yeah. So God condescended himself from the realm of infinity to the realm of time and space, which is a finite world. Condescension. Yeah.
这就是那个菲利比书第二章五节所讲的那个什么大控自己。And this actually can be found
in the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse 5.
就是 empty himself.
Chapter 2, verse 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Chapter 2, verse 5. 6, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. 7, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man. Yeah, made himself of no reputation. Yeah, that's the King James Version.
Mm-hmm.
So he emptied himself, so to speak. Condescended himself.
Condescension. Yeah.
So this is a major sacrifice made by God. He condescended himself to the world of man.
第一次是神进到里面, 但是神是以一个超然者, 他是造物主, 造物主不在造物里面哦。
So the creator is not part of his own creation. So he entered from a different realm into the world of man.
他造的人有他的形象样式。
But the man he created was made after his own image.
但是这个形象样式怎么样? 撕掉了。
So what happened to this image? It is lost. Because we have sinned. So what is sin anyway? How would you define sin, the original sin? So sin entered the world from one man. So disobeyed God. That was Karen's answer. I wouldn't say this is a wrong answer, but so all we are thinking about is human behavior. But the original sin was not like that. They fell short of God's glory. Absence of the glory of God. That is actually the greatest sin. Who would like to look it up? Also use exercise your reason using induction. The image of God. So if you study the image of God, you know, you go through induction, you will find that God is nothing but glory. And why are you here in this seminar? The ultimate goal is to receive quote-unquote glory in heaven. So you will receive a crown. This crown is not a pack of candy, of course. So how about Paul? This crown of righteousness? Of course, he didn't mean a real crown. So I am pretty bald. So what can you imagine? A crown placed on my head in heaven? So I would not have the crown or even a crown of thorns. Can you imagine a crown placed on your head forever and ever? It would be too heavy and inconvenient. You can go to the museum and look at all these old crowns. Can you imagine the king place a heavy crown on him every day? Very cumbersome. So what are we receiving in heaven? Before Jesus left the world, this is John chapter 17. What did Jesus ask for? And yet the time is come. So he wanted John chapter 17. He lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee.
第五节，父啊，现在求你使我同你享荣耀。现在要得什么荣耀？And
now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was.
就是没有世界以先，我同你所有的荣耀。The
glory which I had with thee before the world was.
求荣耀。So
again, he was asking for the glory.
要不要求荣耀？
So is that necessary?
但不要求人荣耀，人荣耀一下就过了，对不对？
Not human glory, because that is transient.
到天,
but we want the glory in heaven.
Okay.
So may I ask, what is so good about the glory? So suppose we all receive glory in heaven. What is the utility of that glory in heaven? So Patrick, you can look into your concordance, the word glory. And I have actually done that. You know, I would never assign any homework that I have not done myself. So if you have looked for glory, and you will be able to answer the question from Deacon Ho.
Sorry.
God Himself is glory. He's talking about the drama, 孔雀东南飞, and 季妹文, a very famous essay by a Chinese essayist. And in these things, you'll find the word glory. Glory is God. God is glory. May I pose a further question? Is there any relationship between glory and ability? Or spiritual ability, that is. Suppose we're all in heaven now. So do you think we'll have more capabilities since we have the glory?
You
keep asking questions. So actually, let me tell you the truth. I really don't know what will happen in heaven. But I do know that glory refers to God in the Bible, and God is glory. If man somehow take the glory of God and really fall short of it, then you bring shame to God. I digress a little bit. Let me come back to my main discussion. I digress. I only have 2 hours. So I brought so many books. I have introduced to each one of them. So I introduce these books to you, but when you read, make sure you're not poisoned by those books. I'm not responsible. But I can tell you very importantly that they are all erroneous. They became tools of Satan. And I'm telling you the truth. And all these books I brought, each one it has some vicious venom. This book, $200 NT. $10. And I bought it myself. I actually invested in that. But now the so vicious power has been reduced. This is the Falun Dharma. Falun Dharma. So,
so
I bought this book, but I advise you not to read this book. You will only be poisoned. And this one, you probably know the author. MacLean?
Shirley MacLean.
Shirley MacLean, yeah. And this is a popular book, Going Within. So let me continue my discussion with the methodology. So the image of God is used as the first reference for the analogy of faith. So after the we sin against God, and the image of God is gone.
So 正确的说法，一般的不是正式教会的人没有办法得到这个信仰类别。
So unless you are a member of the True Jesus Church, really to have the truth, you really cannot have received this analogy of faith.
因为你的罪没有得到赦。
Because your sins have not been forgiven.
好，接下来耶稣来了。
Now, Jesus came.
耶稣把那个不能看见的神怎么样显出来。
And Jesus revealed to us that invisible God. He brought to us grace and truth. So we're talking about research of the Bible. Actually, if you want to receive revelation, our Lord Jesus Christ is the most concrete form of revelation. So analogy of faith actually is this whole miracle of incarnation. And our Lord Jesus Christ brought to us. But now it is present in the form of the Holy Spirit. So we have received the Holy Spirit. So our sins are forgiven. We have restored the image of God. We've entered into the body of the Christ through the true Jesus Church. And we have received the Holy Spirit. Because you have all these above mentioned qualifications, qualities, you are qualified, therefore, to receive this analogy of faith, or measure of faith, as Paul. But don't forget, this analogy of faith is the midpoint where revelation and or deduction and induction meet. So this is the meeting point of these two. So in this analogy of faith, earlier you might feel there was a little bit contradiction. For instance, I said God felt sorry or repented. So God said, I'm sorry, for instance. So, yeah, sorry is sorry. Of course, Sister Chang said elsewhere she read that sorry actually, you know, is God's mercy. But actually, Pastor Cole was insisting we're talking about three different realms. Yeah, whatever the Bible says, it is. So let us not confuse ourselves. So we don't have to be afraid that our God has been criticized by others, that he actually felt sorry about something.
你要面对问题, 你才能解决问题, 我们常常逃避了。
So let's not escape from the question. If the Bible says God felt sorry or repented, let's deal with that. The first generation of workers, you know, if they attempt to escape, and so do we, and we'll never find the truth. So the result of the final result, I'm sure, it will be the correct one. Yeah, if you don't confront the question, what about our children, next generation, they come and bring the Bible, see, God repented. And how do we answer that? But we cannot just say, no, you're wrong, it's actually mercy, not sorry. If you shout loudly, your child will never talk to you again. That's probably true. But the problem is still unresolved. So we need to confront the question. So I can assure you there's always an answer to this question. Otherwise, I disqualify myself as a pastor before anyone.
那这是那在这个类比，就是把两个我们讲十字架也好了，这是从上而下，下而上。
So this is from top down. This is from bottom up.
你上到下，下到上通了，这条通天。
So when these two are somehow connected.
接下来我们一般所讲的，这就是什么？这横木啊。是什么？
横木，横的那条。It's a beam. Here we have the major beam.
这不是十字架吗？
So look at this. Vertically, you have a line, and horizontally, you have a line. So here's a cross.
当然，这是最重要的。But
this vertical cross is most important.
那这个是可以移的。But
this horizontal line can be moved either up or down.
那这个是所谓的信仰类比法。So
this is what I call this horizontal line represent the analogy of faith.
它把上下的这个把它
somehow jointed the top and the bottom onto this one line.
你从上往，从下往上到哪里断了？
So where do you stop from the bottom?
从上到下，这里没有办法，人没有办法突破了。
And from top down, we cannot really have that breakthrough point. So where do you find that breakthrough point?
这个地方就是
So you have an area there. That area is the analogy of faith.
好，那这个，所以这是啊，还没什么，没有关系。好，那这这两类比就是一定有两个东西。
So when you do analogy, you have to have two things to be joined.
那我们的信仰类比是以信仰神给你的，我们常要讲这种属灵的，属灵的经验、属灵老经验，用这个很简单的话也可以用。So
faith is an important thing here because it's an analogy of faith. So you can talk about spiritual experiences and insights and so forth.
好，那就是把两个东西把它合在一起。
So you want to coordinate two and to have them meet at one point.
那 以人的理智来去想神的事情，
So you exercise human reason, try to comprehend what is from God.
但是这样的已经超越了这个，在这个归纳法的里面呢是亚当之下的哈，在这边是亚当之下的。So
induction, actually is under Adam.
亚当之下的人，他能够也可以得到一些真理哦。
Ever since the time of Adam, people can receive some truth. And in fact, men have discovered all these scientific laws and so forth from nature. The theory of gravity, was it discovered by someone from the True Jesus Church? Of course, Newton, Isaac Newton.
牛顿他信的神跟你一样吗？
Did he believe the same God you believe?
一样不一样？
Yes or no?
不一样。
No.
真的，如果牛顿的神是你的神的话，那我的神跟你是不一样的。
If Newton's God is the same as yours, then my God will be different from yours. You can dig him out of a grave and ask him, you know, did you believe in the same God I believe? The God of Newton is Deism.
Deism.
So deism is deity. You do believe in some kind of deity.
Deus.
This is from the word, the Greek word deus. So deism is you believe in some kind of God, a natural God, supernatural power. That's deity. But it's not necessarily the God we believe in. In evangelical services, you'll hear often that the scientists also believe in God, but that God is different from our God. It is simply a deity, a notion of a deistic entity. So that Deus is only part of the God we believe in, not the whole. Newton also believed the creator God. So, but he was talking about a clockwork. You know, the nature is, can be compared to a clockwork. There must be a maker of the clock. Who made this watch? Do you know who made it? You don't know. Do I know? No. But the watch does work. So Newton's God is a clock making God. Whoever created the universe, just like the watch was made by someone, so the watch will then run on its own. But this is a God Newton believed in. That's deism, deistic belief. So this deistic notion does not care about the world. So the God he believed in is different from what we believe. We're talking about different gods. But you do say that scientists believe in God. Why? Because he also receives some, maybe partial revelation. But that God, that truth they derived is from the process of induction by exercising their reason. When they say there's God, we always say amen, thank God. But unfortunately, they did not receive this special revelation. So only this only members of the True Church have received this analogy of faith or measure of faith. Now further. Now in order to join God with man, using analogy of faith. So our understanding of God often is obtained through this analogy. Simile. So if you use simile, you know, for instance, this is like A is like B. That's a simile. Metaphor. You can also use a metaphor. So in Chinese, simile is from 名喻. And metaphor is 隐喻, something hidden. So these are all human words. So this simile or metaphor actually is from God. That's why in the book of John it said in the beginning there was the Word. That Word is a word. You know, when God said, let there be light, and there was light.
你看神在处理这世上的东西的时候都是说，对不对？
Yeah, God said this and said that. It came in the form of word.
所以有明的，有隐的。
So there are some which are more revealing and others are more hidden. The simile are more revealing and metaphors are more hidden. And this applies to the truth as well. Let's talk about metaphor and how can we come to an understanding of God through using through the use of metaphors. Anthropomorphism. This word is consists of two words, anthropos and morphos. Morphos, of course, means form, and anthro means man. So in Chinese, I would call it 你人形, so the is anthropomorphic.
So, 神 进到人间来, 让人能够理解他的, 是, 我们, 这个又要跟我们刚刚所讲的, 神 创造时空, 神也进入时空, 神也超越时空, 神是时空的掌握者。
So God is infinite, and He is a sole controller and master of time and space. And yet He entered into the space, the world of space and time, because He is a creator. So the first way we can understand God through a metaphor is by using metaphorism, anthropomorphism. And anthropopathism. And this is
anthropos
means man,
pathos.
And pathos is pathos, that's human emotions, or passion. Yeah, pathos. Yeah, the English word pathos also is derived from the Greek.
So if you 解释圣经里面有启示，有圣经,
If you interpret the Bible, research the Bible from the Revelation, which is the Bible itself,
那你也有人的归类，那个归纳法,
you also use reason, using induction.
归纳法你可以用你的电脑，你可以用那个computer，你可以用人间的所有方法都可以用的。
In order to induce, you can use your computer search functionality, you can use the concordance, whatever.
这绝对没有错的。
And that is a scientific approach.
然后把它合起来, 就是, 当然我, 现在条件我就不讲了, 那个, 每个, 那个解经的一定会讲, 要, 什么, 受洗, 洗去你的罪, 要圣灵, 充满, 要有信心, 要能够行道, 要, 还有什么?
So of course, Bible scholars say that in order to interpret the Bible, you have to be baptized, to believe in Christ, you have to have your sins forgiven, you have to do this and that. So what are the prerequisites for someone who is qualified to interpret the Bible? You remember you studied this before. So I don't have to dwell on that, but that's important though. That is very important. But you have heard that numerous times. And you are now immune from that already. So that, let's use that as a baseline. But you cannot forget of what I said before, though. I just went to the Philippines. We gave them tests every day. They have to remember. You can ask Vuti. Yeah. And Vuti also took tests every day. And always in the evening. So that's the only way to assure that the student will not forget what they learned. So here we have the anthropomorphism and anthropopathism. So God entered into the world of man, and we accepted God, and these are the two ways that we have to continue to remember God. So we use anthropomorphic approach to understand God. God is a spirit, and he is infinite. Can you imagine a hand which is infinite? Can you imagine a face that is infinite? How would that look to you? But the Bible said his face shines upon you, but it's an infinite face, so how would that appear? The mouth of God. You can do the search yourself. You are young, so I can take advantage of youth. So you can actually try to find God through your own organs and your own physical parts. So God breathe. Does God breathe? Does God have eyes? When you think of the eyes of God, would the big eyes of a cow appear before your eyes? So you probably would think about your mother's eyes, very loving. At least, it's like a man, like a person. You would not be thinking about the big eyes of the cow or a dog. So this is what I mean by anthropomorphism. So this is important when you interpret the Bible. The hand of God, the eyes of God, the heart of God. So that's all anthropomorphic. Now anthropopathic. You mean. Do you think God will get angry? Do you think God get angry just like you do? And if you have never given thought on this, you probably would not. Maybe when God got angry, it would be very much like a horse. But I'm sure you would think God gets angry just like a person would. So that is why this is the anthropopathism I'm talking about. Do you think God would get agitated? And God said sorry, feel sorry. See, like this feel sorry the way you do, or the feel sorry the dog would do? Closer to how I would feel sorry. So do you think the dog would wag its tail and come to you and feel sorry? That's why we always relate back to man, how we are, how we feel. So if you can find the pathos, the passions of God in the Bible, that would be nice.